we've gone deep into the archives to bring you
some liquid gold.
This is the Rush Hour Vault. May 30, 2012.
Now, Jim, phoner here with the Rush Hour family, 133353.
Yes, Bill. Oh.
And it's an easy one. It's a broad one, Jim, today.
Is it a little broad?
What have you seen unusual? That's what we threw up before the meeting. You thought it was funny. What have you seen unusual, Jim?
Did you tell him to go with that? Because I wasn't in the meeting.
And I will tell you some...
Bill, he needs to explain what it is and then we'll get the family involved. Okay.
What has made you stop and go, oh, geez, that's unusual? Like, Jim, the other day, I took a call on my phone. Yes, it was a personal call.
Oh, was it?
So I went into the little office here, which runs, overlooks Dorker Street.
Yes.
So I'm there on the phone talking away and I'm looking on the road. It was a windy day. These $5 notes floated down the road. I'm looking at them.
What?
And I'm going, what's going on here? $5 notes everywhere. 2 minutes later, this little fella was running around chasing his $5 notes. And then I reckon five people, very nice people, joined in to help him pick them all up.
Oh, did one try an half-inch one?
No. I watched them all, and they were all very nice and polite. Yes, well done. But these $5 notes going down the road, and this
bloke
chasing...
What did you think at that point?
I thought if I was down there, I'd keep 10 bucks, I'd buy a banana smoothie.
You thought, that's unusual.
I said to myself, Tim, thank you, oh, crikey, that's unusual. And then the other night, Jim, I'm driving home on the freeway back to Geelong.
Yes.
And guess what was in the middle of the two, like the freeway and then the bit of grassed area, then freeway people going the other way?
I couldn't guess.
A couch.
Oh, no.
A three-seat couch. And I said to myself.
What did you say at that point?
Oh, crikey, that's unusual.
So, 133353.
It was a couch on the freeway.
It's no more complicated than that.
Yes. No.
What has caused you in the last little while?
Do people have to start with that?
Yep. Stop and say,
oh, crikey, that's unusual.
133353, ring us now. So Ricky joins us from Crib Point. Hello, Ricky.
Hey, boys, how you doing?
Join in this conversation.
Yeah, so just heading home from work and... coming into Hastings to head to the Salvos to grab some double denim for the footy club on the weekend. And look to the left at McDonald's and here's three young ladies on horses through the drive-thru.
Oh, that, I've never seen that.
Three girls on horses ordering through the drive-thru.
That is the truth.
And you, that caused you to say, geez, that's unusual?
I certainly did. And
there you go, Ricky.
Oh, my. Well, they can take... Maccas can do that, can't they?
I imagine you can. I don't. You know. I know you're not allowed to walk through there.
No.
All right. Let's get to West Footscray. David's there, Bill.
Oh, David.
Hello. How are you?
G'day, Dave.
Good, mate. Yourself?
I didn't say how you were. I just said g'day, Dave. But anyway. what's unusual?
Mate and I, we started early at work. We had to open up the doors of the shed at work.
Yeah.
He opened up one end. I opened up the other. And a fox walked through the middle of the factory.
Fox. See, Davey, I had to cop a fox at St Andrews Beach on the golf course. Yeah, they're starey bastards.
Yeah, I heard that the other week, yeah.
Did this one stare at you?
No, it just walked straight through. And I looked at me mate, and me mate looked at me because I'd had a couple of sherbets the night before.
And I
said to him, did you see that? And he said, yes. And I thought, thank goodness for that. I'm not going insane.
Oh, did you walk over to it and say, and what are you looking at, Fox? Like the idiot I work with?
You should have. Because I find they respond to a bit of that. A bit of stern talking. All right, thanks, Dave. Very nice.
Fox.
There you go, Bill, middle of the factory.
Yeah,
that's unusual.
I would have said, crikey, that's unusual. Aaron, Hastings.
Yeah, g'day, boys. How you going?
Hey, Azza.
Yes, your Dorker Street story. I was actually in Dorker Street a couple of weeks ago.
Ooh.
And I'm doing a bit of traffic management on a construction site there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, happened to notice a blue heel across, like a Kelpie type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Walked down the street, sort of you don't see that very often without somebody walking with it.
Mm-hmm.
Turned around and there's a pedestrian crossing there. And I'm like, oh, shit, he's about to cross here. This could be trouble. He's propped. Yeah. He's looked left. He's looked right. He's looked left again. Proceeded to cross and a four-wheel drive's come from the roundabout speeding up, so we stopped halfway, stared her down, she stopped, I looked at her, she looked at me and went, you've got to be kidding.
Is this the dog?
This is the dog, no owner, no one to be seen, no lead. And he's continued to cross, and a few other blokes there I was with went, crikey, can you believe that?
Crikey, that's unusual.
That is very unusual.
You're saying the dog looked left, right, and then left again, and then stopped when the car was going to come around.
In the middle when the four-wheel drive came, and then when the lady passed me, she's had her hands like off the steering wheel going, holy crap.
The smart dog, you blue healer, Bill.
I don't know if it can do all that.
It's your cattle dog.
Then it walked into the bank and, took out 500.
Well, I'm not sure. They haven't got the ability to take money out of an ATM, a dog.
The
opposable thumb, Bill. Jody's from... hello, Jody.
From Narre Warren. Hey, Jode.
What have you seen, Jode?
Hi, how you going? Yeah, I was on my way home from work and I was sitting at a set of lights and I saw a bloke in a wheelchair pushing himself backwards with his feet, and I've seen him since then a number of times and he's still going backwards using his feet to push himself.
In a wheelchair?
Yeah.
He'd be out Warrigal way by now if he's keeping up backwards.
Oh, it's crazy. I don't know what's going on.
He's in a wheelchair and he's pushing himself.
His feet are on the ground and he's pushing himself backwards in it.
Wow, crikey. Well,
that is unusual.
Did you say, Jode, crikey, that's unusual?
I did. Yeah. I did.
Well done, Jode.
And with every reason. Hmm. All right, thank you, Jode. Paul's in East Keilor. Hello, Paul.
How you going, boys?
Good, Paulie. What did you see that was unusual?
Mate, the same day I reckon that you saw that couch in the middle of the freeway up there, I saw on the other piece of it, the single part of it, on top of the Westgate Bridge.
What, a single-seater?
Yeah, the single-seater that had the flashing lights, the guy, what do you call those, rescue people, just parked there behind it waiting for someone to come and collect it.
Well, when he got home, there was no more left of the old the suite. It's all gone.
I reckon there was another piece probably all the way up at Port, wherever it is.
Lara.
Yeah.
Paul.
I love it,
Paul. So they lost the seat there, the couch on the way, and the other seat at Lara. I'm telling you, Jim. I did see it.
Bill, I think this is going to have to be a staple of the rush hour.
No, regular.
What have you seen unusual?